This teaching comes to you from the team at Anchor Church Sydney. We hope you're blessed by it. For more teachings, resources, or info, check out our website, www.anchorchurch.com.au.
Well, good morning, Anchor Church. My name is Matt, lead pastor here at Anchor, and just wanted to add my welcome to Mel's. Really, truly is great to see you, and welcome. If you're a first-time guest or visitor, we're really happy that you are here. Before we get into the sermon this morning, we're going to do a quick interview. So I'm going to invite Rowan out on stage. Just give Rowan a round of applause. Welcome, Rowan.
Hey, Matt.
Ooh, hey. Oh, yeah. Which GC are you in?
I'm in the Kensington GC. Kensington.
Yeah, there we go.
Lit,
yeah. Rowan, can you tell us briefly how you came to faith?
Yeah, I was blessed to grow up in a Christian home. My parents took us along to church, me and my sister and my brother. And I've known the story of Jesus. I've known about God since then. And when I was about 10 years old, I gave my life to Jesus. I've been walking alongside him since then, but obviously, like, ups and downs. And so, it's a continual thing every day to renew my faith and trust in him. And yeah, so I'm just walking alongside right now.
Nice. Now you're a comedian. A comedian. How
debatable.
That was funny. How does
thanks,
self-deprecating is very Australian as well. How do you get into comedy? Like, how does that happen?
I was in high school, and I don't know if you guys have heard of the show How I Met Your Mother, but it was on at the time, and me and a couple of my mates were obsessed with this, like, slap bet, which happens in the show where you make a bet and the punishment if you lose is to slap the other person in the face. And so one of my friends bet me that I couldn't do stand up at, like, the talent show.
Wow.
And I was like, slap bet, and I crushed it. I did really well. And I slapped him in the face.
Nice.
So, yeah, that's how I got into it.
So fear of failure was a real motivation of, like, I don't want to get slapped in the face, so I've got to be good.
Yeah. And it was also probably, like, a lot of pride being like, I can do this.
Yeah, nice. Of course. How old were you then?
Like 17, 16.
17. Nice. You've been honing your craft for a little bit.
Yeah.
What is your approach to integrating your faith with your art form? Because I imagine the world of comedy isn't the most welcoming context for Christian. I mean, like, if we're honest, for the most part, we're the brunt of comedians' jokes. So what does it look like to be a Christian in the world of comedy? How do you integrate your faith with that?
Yeah, great question. One that I'm still, like, on this process of trying to work out as I establish a career in that. I think there are two key ways I kind of see that playing out. The first is my relationship with other comedians. I have a real heart for these guys because, you know, they're getting up there and they're kind of like our world's philosophers in a way. You know, people go to their things and you sit in an audience and you go, you hear them say, oh, that's so true. Mm. That's so true. And, like, you know, they're and laughing is a form of kind of agreeing with things. And so I see the way that they kind of debunk what's going on in the world, and I think a lot of it is to do with their own brokenness and throwing themselves into more brokenness so they have more things to say on stage, and it's a bit of a cycle. And so I think for me, just kind of like encouraging them being different, trying to love them, care for them, show them that they don't need to do those things to be funny, and trying to model that and do that, I think, is one way. And so, yeah, because I don't think there are many Christians in comedy, but I think there should be, like any industry, really. So I think that's one half. And then the second half is obviously me doing a show to, like, an audience and my relationship with them. And I think, and this is the part where I'm still kind of working it out, but I think what I'm really passionate about is coming up with stuff that people can laugh at and agree with and think are true, but speak to something deeper. So, for example, I'm never gonna preach the gospel at one of my shows. Like, no one's gonna walk out saved.
I became a Christian.
Yeah, no. But it is an opportunity to break some of the ideas. Yeah. So, like, you know, even just like the idea of dealing with like the fact that people are sinful people. Let's take that for an example, and getting someone there. But most people think that they're a good person because they do good things, and that's okay, and I do more good than bad, and debunking some of those stuff, you can do that in comedy. It's like a Jenga tower, right? You can kind of pull pieces away. And this is where I kind of see partnering with the church and partnering with other people in that I can only point to something and give you a conversation topic. But you know, if you like, my dream scenario is that people come to my show, they bring their non-Christian friends. You know, I challenge them on some of their ideas in a funny, entertaining way. And then they go out, have dinner, and they go, hey, what did you think about this? And, you know, how can you use that as a gospel conversation starter? I think, you know, that's something I see that's really cool. I mean, I do a lot of shows here at the Factory. I have one coming up 2nd to 6th of May.
Sneaky plug.
And it's like here at the Factory, like if you're bringing your friends, like you go, oh, how did you hear about this guy? Oh, he goes to my church. Like immediately it's like, okay, that's interesting. And then you're bringing them to the building you have church in.
Yeah.
Like last year I was in where we have prayer. I think there are a lot of cool opportunities for me trying to work that out and also to kind of partner with the wider church.
Amazing. So on one level, you're being salt and light to comedians, but you're also being a bit of a holy provocateur to your audience to make them think and
try, great, but also make them laugh. Like, I think that's also my job. If I'm not doing that,
you're not a comedian.
I'm not a comedian. Yeah. I'm just a weird dude with a microphone.
Who's been to Rowan's show and who laughed? There we go. Good one.
Talk to them.
Now, actually, you've got a pretty crazy opportunity coming up. So on Good Friday, you're going to be a featured comedian on Triple J's Good As Friday, 5-minute slot to a national audience in Fed Square in Melbourne.
Town Hall.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Yeah, absolutely. That is terrifying. How are you feeling about that? And how can we be praying for you and upholding you in prayer as you head down? I mean, you've got other shows on the side. You're going to be down there for a number of weeks.
Yeah.
How can we pray for you as we send you on your mission to Melbourne Comedy Festival?
Yeah. So I'm flying directly after church today. Like, I'm just going straight to the airport. And I'll be down there for 5 weeks, 22 shows over the festival. And it's a part of like a curated lineup. So there's like 5 comedians, emerging up and comers, and so I'll be doing that show, and part of that is a whole bunch of media opportunities and stuff to kind of get you to kind of show them like this is the next like crop of talent or whatever. I'm doing Triple J's Good As Fridays, and I think for prayer, I've written it down, which is why I need to get on my phone, but I think remaining salty is the first thing I want prayer for. I think when I was at uni, I struggled with this idea of like, I want to be friends with people, so I'm going to drink and I'm going to like, you know, and I want to be relevant to your culture so then I can be, you know, kind of like, I can tell you about Jesus, but I really want to be different. I don't want to lose my saltiness in that. So prayer for that would be great. Going away from my church family for, you know, 5 weeks is a long time to be out of community. As something that is an important part of my faith, being encouraged by you guys every week, that's going to be tough when I'm trying to kind of do that every day. So prayer that I would be rooted in God and kind of just seeking Him in prayer and in the Word and being kind of strengthened in that every morning. And just for a good headspace. Like, comedians are complainers and they can shape the way that I think. In not a helpful way. So just prayer that I would be, I would just keep reforming myself in God's word and not in what I'm seeing around me. Lots of things to pray for, but just, great. Please pray. Oh, and the ways you can do that is by, after the service, you can go up the back and chat to one of the prayer team and you can say, hey, let's pray for Rowan, or you can go to pre-gathering prayer and you can be like, hey, let's pray for Rowan this week. Two incredible ways to get into prayer.
Yeah, wow. That's three sneaky plugs in one interview.
I'm very talented, yeah, Matt. So I'm very talented.
Sell out your show and come to prayer meetings is, yeah, good. Well, hey, we're super encouraged by you. We're super encouraged by your step of faith into a world that probably is not all that welcoming to a Christian worldview, and we want to uphold you, bro, and pray for you now. So let's join together, church, as we pray for a blessing on Rowan over the next 5 weeks. Father God, I thank you for Rowan. I thank you that at age 10, you called him to yourself and you opened his blind eyes to see the truth of the gospel. And I thank you for the journey that you've had him on and the opportunities and doors that you've opened. And in particular, we thank you for this opportunity that he has to be your spokesperson, your representative in a world of comedy. We thank you that you have called him to be salt and to be light. And so we pray that you'd help him to be that as he seeks to live a really distinct life amongst his peers, amongst other comedians, as he heads down to the Comedy Festival. We pray that you'd strengthen him by your Spirit for that. Father, we pray that you'd help him not to lose his distinctiveness, his saltiness. We pray that you'd remind him of grace, which allows him to say no to unrighteousness, to say yes to obedience. We pray that people would see that Rowan is different. And we ask God, as he's in a culture that's negative and critical, we pray that that culture wouldn't shape him, that in fact Christ would form him and shape his thinking, that he would take captive every thought and make it obedient to you, Jesus. And we particularly pray for him as he'll be out of community for 5 weeks. We pray that you would help him to connect with other Christians down there, give him a church to attend. But we pray that as a family here, that we would be praying for him and checking in with him. We are so excited, God, that you have given him a platform, a place of influence. We pray that you would bless that. And we ask that you would use him powerfully and mightily for the sake of lifting up the name of Jesus. And we pray this in Jesus' strong name. Amen.